Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for you. It is a book, and the book is called This Is Not My Hat. It was written by John Clausen. And in case you are curious about it, we can see the hat in question on the book. And I think we know who's speaking too, right? It kind of looks like this fish is the one who's talking. Well, let's find out. Today's story, This Is Not My Hat, will be read to you by Mommy and...
The name's Quinn.
The name's Quinn. Quinn? The mighty Quinn? Yes. Let's...
Then ask me where I'm going, because I'm about to tell you. But first, let's have some fun.
Are you ready, Quinn? Are you ready for a story? Yeah, here we go. This hat is not mine. I just stole it. Oh, no. He's a thief. This fish is a thief. When you take something that does not belong to you, it's called stealing, and it is very wrong.
Yeah, I know.
All right, let's see what happens. I stole it from a big fish. He was asleep when I did it. I'm disappointed in this little fish. I thought he was a good little fish.
And he probably won't wake up for a long time,
says the little fish. But in the picture, we can see the big fish, and we see that his eye is now wide open.
And even if he does wake up, he probably won't notice that it's gone.
And, of course, what do we see in the picture? But the fish is immediately looking up to realize that his hat is not there.
And even if he does notice that it's gone, he probably won't know it was me who took it,
says the little fish. But in the picture, again, we see the big fish has a squinty little eye. He's narrowing his eyes at that little fish who stole his hat.
And even if he does guess it was me, he won't know where I'm going,
says the little fish. Little fish, this big fish just took off. I'm gonna guess that maybe that big fish is on the lookout for the little fish, right?
But I will tell you where I'm going. I'm going where the plants grow big and tall and close together. It's very hard to see in there. Nobody will ever find me,
says the little fish. Oh, you think so, huh, little fish?
I'm saying, oh, no.
Yeah.
If I was there, I'd catch that guy in 5 seconds.
If you were there, you'd catch him in like 5 seconds? Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm a great swimmer.
You are a great swimmer.
There is somebody who saw me already, but he said he wouldn't tell anyone which way I went.
And in the picture, we can see who that somebody is. It's a little red crab. It's his little pinchers.
Never trust a crab.
I agree. Oh, dear.
So I'm not worried about that.
But he should be, because in the picture, here comes the big fish with his narrowed eyes, looking angrily for his hat, looking for that little fish who stole it. And the crab points his little claw directly in the direction of the little fish, giving him away immediately. You were right. Never trust a crab.
I know it's wrong to steal a hat. I know it does not belong to me, but I am going to keep it because it was too small for him anyway, and it fits me just right,
says the little fish.
And look, I made it where the plants are big and tall and close together. I knew I was going to make it,
says the little fish as he swims in among the tall reeds and seaweeds in the picture book. But directly behind him is the big fish with his angry squinty eyes narrowed in on the little fish. So I think he's been spotted.
Nobody will ever find me,
says the little fish. But oh no, the big fish has gone right in. Among the reeds, among the seaweed, like it's no big deal. In fact, we don't see either one of them. All I can see is the reeds and the weeds and the seaweed and the plants. Kelp, maybe?
I asked my friend Forest to just swim around and cut everything down.
Yeah, it's like a forest, you're right. And when we turn the page, we can see that the big fish has swam away. We don't know if he has the hat or not because we can't see it in the picture, but we do see the crab wide-eyed watching him swim away. And when we turn the page, sure enough, the big fish has his hat on yet again.
Good guys.
He got his fish back. But you know, I have to say something. What I don't know and don't understand and feel like we should discuss is, why does a fish who lives under the water need a hat to begin with? Because what do you wear a hat for? Right? To keep your head protected from the wind or the rain or the sun. And do any of those things affect you when you live under the water? No, of course not. It doesn't rain underwater. It rains on top of the water, but fish live under the water.
Yes, because if a fish were to look up, they look up.
I suppose if the fish went up above the water, surface of the water, then maybe they might. But I wonder about this one. I think having a hat on a fish is a very silly thing indeed.
Having glasses on a cat.
It's like having glasses on a cat. Oh my goodness. It's like having a bow tie on a plant. What are you doing? What do you need that for?
Or having a creeper with an arm.
But it does look kind of cute.
Having a creeper with an arm. Creepers and don't have arms.
But that, our friends, is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.